Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now a call in about the other B word, bossy. Sheryl Sandberg, you know her, Facebook CEO and author of Lean In, Women Work and the Will to Lead, has partnered with the Girl Scouts to ban the word bossy, particularly around young girls. They say when a little boy asserts himself, he's a leader. But when a young girl does the same, she's called bossy. This sends a clear message to girls. They say, don't be assertive. Sound familiar? Would you say this is accurate? Have you ever been called bossy? Has your daughter ever been called bossy? And what's your reaction to that word? Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Here's a snippet from the campaign PSA.
Words matter.
Let's just ban the word bossy
and encourage girls to lead.
To be strong and be ambitious.
Listen to your own voice.
There are no limits.
Dare to be you.
You can change the world.
Let's ban bossy.
Be brave. Be you.
And you might have recognized some of the voices there. That video features Beyonce, Jennifer Garner, Jane Lynch, Diane von Furstenberg, Condoleezza Rice, and, of course, Sheryl Sandberg. Among others, the campaign says that the confidence gap between girls and boys starts early. Girls' self-esteem drops 3.5 times more than boys between elementary and high school. By middle school, they say, girls are less interested in leading than boys, which carries over into adulthood and discourages women from taking leadership roles. Plus, they say that girls are called on less in class and get interrupted more often. So parents, will you be curbing your use of the word bossy around your children, particularly your young girls, or encouraging others to do so? What have you seen around the playground, at play dates, or in the classroom? Has your child ever been called bossy? Have you? 212-433-9692. Now, before we take your calls, I want to acknowledge that there has been some pretty significant pushback to this campaign, despite Beyonce, Jane Lynch, Condoleezza Rice. Feminist and author Bell Hooks, for example, is one of many voices across social media who are rejecting the Ban Bossy campaign. They say banning a word isn't the best way to help young girls. In fact, Bell Hooks says girls should reclaim the phrase, be bossy and proud, like gays and lesbians reclaim queer. Others are saying that offering fewer choices in the way we speak isn't the best way to solve a problem. Others say, hey, look, it really is bad to be bossy, whether we're boys or girls. We shouldn't be talking about bossiness as a good thing. Leadership is good. Bossiness is a bad way to try to lead. So where are you on all this? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll put your calls on the air right after this. But now that call in on bossy. Natalie in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Hi, Natalie. Happy Pi Day. Oh, wrong segment.
Hi, happy Pi Day. I guess I'm calling because I'm 20, but when I was younger in elementary school, I was called bossy, and it made me feel like I shouldn't, raise my hand in class or sit in the front and things like that.
So you like the idea of trying to ban this around young girls?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I don't think that girls realize that when they are trying to lead, that is when they're called bossy. So I guess I think it just promotes that it promotes, them to be quiet and not share their ideas, which are valid.
Natalie, thank you for starting us off. I really appreciate it. Dina in the Columbus Circle area, you're on WNYC. Hello, Dina.
Oh, hi. good morning. Yes, it's funny. I just had a conversation in my office. I have two women who are in leadership roles, and they behave like, you know, men in terms of this male culture that refers to women who are in leadership positions as bossy. They themselves don't realize what they're doing to themselves. And it's not really bossy. It's the other B word, and also control freak. And kudos to Sheryl Sandberg for bringing this up, because it is. It makes people feel bad, and you can't be who you are. And we're all supposed to be who we are in this world. And if some young girls, and it goes into my age, and I'm much older than the young girls, and it follows you wherever you go, and it's not nice, and it's wrong. And I'm glad she is trying to eliminate those negative words with regard to women who, you know, who want to be leaders.
How about making a distinction between bossy, which might be bad no matter who's engaging in bossiness, and positive models of leadership, which might involve more listening, less of what we would think of as being bossy?
I'm not really understanding your question.
Well, you know, one mom said to me, she said, I see my daughter being bossy sometimes, and I don't want her to be bossy, and I'm going to tell her, don't be bossy. That's not the same as being not a leader.
Well, I don't know. It's a fine line, and I think that the mother, sometimes, like I said, women themselves take on the male culture, and they don't realize when they're being negative to women themselves. And I think that there's another approach, and even calling someone a name is not a positive thing. Try to explain the behavior to the daughter instead of you putting a label on someone, and then it's compounded, and it makes you feel really bad. It really does, because this young girl, this daughter, is going to be a leader someday, and you always have that in the back of your mind that maybe you know it's not a good thing. So I disagree with that mother.
Dina, thank you very much. Let's go to Cece in New Jersey. You're on WNYC. Hi, Cece.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Well, I have a different take on this. I am a female. I am a boss. I work in construction, and I have a lot of males underneath me. And I don't see anything wrong with the word bossy. To me, it seems like if you take the word and you use it for yourself in a positive light, you don't worry about the rest of everybody else does. I mean, there's a bunch of us here. I have my PE's a female. The architect on the program is a female. And you know, there's a bunch of us. We call ourselves boss ladies. There's nothing wrong with that. I think what it is that society needs to get used to women's roles, new roles as leaders in society, period.
So does this,
whether we call of a B word or whatever, I even take that as part, because that means that you fear me. That means that I am something that you have to worry about, because I am the person that is in control. And men do not want to give up control.
So do you think it would be... I get that. So do you think that it would be a bad idea to try to ban bossy around little girls? Because maybe if they hear bossy, then they're going to internalize it and they're going to come out like you, leaders?
Well, it depends. If you use that word in a positive light, I think you can absolutely come out of the leader at the end.
Yeah, but if it's used as an insult.
Your definition of the world. You are the person that defines the word, not anybody else. When you tell them, I tell you, you don't tell me, it takes the power away from them, puts a square in your hands, and there's nothing they can do about it.
So you think this campaign is sort of beside the point?
Well, I think this is a good positive conversation, because not for nothing, it has to do with women being made to feel shameful for taking leadership roles when men are usually, you know, traditionally the person to do that, whether it's in the household or in the boardroom.
CCP.
So you have to have the conversation. You have to put the word out there and then turn it into something positive and say, hey, there's nothing wrong with being a boss. You know, being bossy is just a part of being a boss. You have to tell people what to do, whether they like it or not.
Keep calling us, Cece. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Declan in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hello, Declan.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Okay,
yeah, I have an amazing bossy daughter, and she's been that way since she was born. I was a primary caretaker for my daughter when she was young, and it was amazing to me. Literally, we lived in Brooklyn Heights. We would be in the Promenade Sand Pit, which is no longer there. And my daughter was behaving what I thought was perfectly naturally, like kids engage, they throw sand, they take each other's toys, they see a free bike, they get on the bike. And it was amazing to me how quickly, when a girl would throw sand in much the same fashion as the little boy who had just thrown sand at her, when she would retaliate, it was so aberrant to the other parents in the playground. Oh my God, did you see what she did? When it was invisible behavior, when the boy, when she was responding to what the boy had just done, the clamping down by us as parents was amazing to me. And I'm like, as one of the few men in the playground, I really didn't feel the need to stop my daughter from doing what the boys were doing. I encouraged her, hey, they play with your bike, they play with yours. It's open, sort of, it's a free-for-all for you as it was for the male children.
So seeing this double standard, does that make you think one way or another about the campaign to ban the word bossy around girls?
Oh, I think it's good to have the conversation, but the notion of banning bossy is ridiculous. Embrace your bossy. Be the boss. That's the communication that we should be saying. It's like, of course, be the boss. Why should we mitigate boss language around women? And what's really interesting in this, it's an invisible conversation. We're not even entertaining the idea of banning the word boss around men. It's a social norm that we're even in this conversation, there's no question that you wouldn't attribute that in a positive way to men.
Oh, but it's not being the point is that it's the point is that it's and Declan, I'm going to move on. Thank you very much. The point is that it's not a positive word, that it's not attributed in a positive way. You don't call somebody bossy to call them an effective leader, a visionary. Bossy is something else. But Lisa and Oradell, I think you want to react to that notion, right?
Thank you so much. I love your show,
thank
by the
you.
Way. I listen every day.
I think I'm
actually addicted. But this is the first time I've ever called in.
It's what we call a positive addiction.
Exactly. So I've been known to be bossy. I've actually had my daughter call me bossy. And I try to explain to her, well, that's because I'm in charge. You know, it's not just that I'm bossy. I am the boss. And my daughter has been called bossy both by her brother and her friends in the past. But I don't think there's any use to banning a word. On the other hand, I don't like name calling. I discourage name calling in my house. But I don't think banning a word is the answer. I think trying to reframe it in some of the ways that a couple of your other previous callers have mentioned. Put a positive spin on it.
So, Lisa, stay there one second, because I'm going to put Kylie in Brooklyn on the air with you, because I think Kylie's raising an interesting question here. Kylie, you there?
I am. Hi.
Hi. What you got?
So, I mean, my question is very basic. It's like, bossy is a behavior. So what do you do when girls are being bossy? I mean, it is a real word. It is a behavior. It's not like a proxy for leadership, for defending yourself, for asserting yourself, for being the boss. I mean,
how would you define bossy, Kylie?
Bossy is when you tell people what to do without regard for their feelings, for their input, then you are being like a little dictator. And if I'm honest, I was a bossy little girl, and I wasn't displaying the leadership qualities that I aspire to have now. I don't think that I was thinking about that. I think that as a 7-year-old girl, you're thinking, I want my way, and so I'm going to be bossy to get it. So I just wonder how we're putting, I wonder if this conversation is putting like very adult thinking on little girls. And I don't think little girls are going to conceptualize like, this boy feels oppressed by me, so I should not, like, I don't know, act the way
behave
they're
that way
when they're acting possibly in a bossy way.
Lisa, what do you think as a mom?
Well, I agree that it is behavior that, you know, it means that you're dictating what other people are doing. But that's what all kids try to do. That's how they develop their little hierarchies. And it's just a natural way of learning how to interact. And, you know, for us to say to the girls, don't use that word, I don't know that gets us where we want to go. We want the girls to be in leadership positions at some point, and we want them to be able to assert themselves when they're in a situation where they don't like what's happening. We want them to speak up.
Right. No, so, and I think that we probably agree on that, that it's not about the word.
Then let's end on that point of common ground. By the way, Kylie, great definition on demand there. You should...
There's actually a good episode of The Cosby Show where Rudy is being bossy and Claire is like, she's being bossy and I don't like it that she's being so bossy.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Kylie. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you all for calling in on the Sheryl Sandberg and Girl Scouts anti-bossy, ban the word bossy campaign.